story that we've already heard. So yeah, let's have a listen.
One day, Jesus wanted to be alone. So he went across the lake in a deep boat. But when he arrived, people ran and surrounded him. It was a big crowd. Maybe like 20 people. 78. The crowd had 5,000 people. The people followed Jesus all day. It was getting late and the people haven't eaten dinner.
The people were starving.
I'm hungry!
We need food! We need food! We need food!
So the disciples told the people,
go home, eat dinner, bye-bye, see you tomorrow.
But Jesus wanted them to stay. You should give them something to eat, like...
cherries.
The disciples said, what shall we do?
Then one of the disciples whispered to Jesus, we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
So Jesus said, is that so? Bring them here to me.
So Jesus lifted the bread and fish in the air, and he said,
thank you, God, for this food. Please bless it to our tummies. Yummy, yummy. Amen.
Jesus turned them into hundreds of bread and tons of fish.
Would you look at that? Whoa, how did he do that? That's awesome. That's amazing.
That's so cool.
Then Jesus broke the bread and gave it to the people.
Wait a minute. If they broke the bread, how could they eat it?
Jesus gave the bread to the disciples so they can feed everybody.
There was so many fish and so many bread. They could eat as many as they want.
After eating, everyone was so happy and so full that they couldn't get off the ground.
Oh, Mom, I'm so full.
The people were starting to go home and Jesus said, bye-bye. See you later. Hasta la vista.
The end.
What a great way to tell that story and this encounter that this boy had with Jesus. But it was interesting to see how different people in that account responded to the situation. Did you notice that initially the disciples were like, it's too difficult, it's not our problem, it's nothing to do with me, just dismiss it and let's just send them away. Let's not engage with this issue. And that is one way that you can and we can respond to stuff that goes on in our world. Another way that people responded in that were, do you know what? What we've got is just not going to be good enough. We can just look at like those, you know. Ah, here they are. The half-baked rolls and just think what I've got is just half-baked. It's not good enough. And that is one way that we can respond to what we face and the things that we see around us. And yet, what this story teaches us is that God has made you with a gift. God has given you even something that if he and you collaborate, some amazing things can happen. And I think it's so easy just to kind of compare and think, well, I could never do that because actually it's that person up there who can really sing and they're really amazing. Look at what they do in church. I could never be used by God. And I can't string a sentence together. I could never say anything. God could never use me. But the truth is that God has given us gifts And we are all different in the qualities and the abilities that God has given us. And we can start by using what we have got, not what we haven't got. And sometimes we write ourselves off because I haven't got that, so I can't. And I was just reminded of a little story to do with this very building. About 6 years ago, a couple of us began to imagine, what if we could turn this building into being a blessing to the community? And I'd had a friend from Cambridge who had moved down to Watford and had been involved with this multi-million pound project of turning this high street-like department store into this amazing outreach facility with a coffee shop that looks made Starbucks look shabby. It had an amazing bookshop. It then had Christian spa and health beauty clinic across one of the floors, and it was amazing. And on the top floor was this amazing prayer room with this amazing prayer terrace where you could really connect with God in the open air in the middle of Watford High Street. And we were like, wow, this is amazing. How much did it cost? Oh, several million. Okay. So on the way home, Andy Stevens and I were driving back home, and we were like, well, and part of it was you're really inspired. But then on the other hand, you think, we could never do that because we're just here in Huntingdon. But on the way back, I was thinking, no, but God, what have we got? And then I'm thinking, because I was new to the post, and in the kind of the, what was the pastor's office, we had two really nice leather sofas, and we had a counsellor working in the building in one of the old kind of offices that had a banged up filing cabinet in and a couple sort of shabby desks and a kind of a chair, and it wasn't really attractive. It wouldn't help anyone get out of their depression. It would add to their depression coming in to get counselled in the room. And on the way back home, we were like, I was like, Andy, why do I need two leather sofas in my office? What if we were to go? But can you imagine, if we were to put those two sofas in the counselling room, take all that old furniture out, and what if we did it? Some of you know the counsellor. It was Julia Matthews. And so she went, we got back by lunchtime. She went on her lunch break, and I went into Andy's office. I was like, Andy, let's do a changing rooms. Would you help me whip out that old furniture and let's just take what we've got in the building, all the best that we've got in the building, and let's put it all in that one room and make it an amazing counselling room? So in about half an hour, we'd shifted around this furniture. Some of you remember that Andy is an action man. And so we were like all over it. And then just before Julie got back to lunch, we jumped back down our desks and looked like we were like working really hard, and we waited for the reaction. And she went into the room, and we could hear, she went, oh my goodness. And she came a couple of minutes later, she walked back into the admin office, and she had tears in her eyes, and she's like, guys, this is amazing. No one does counseling rooms like this in Huntingdon. And that began a journey, and it began a journey of transforming this whole building and this whole center. And so once we got inspired about that one room, we were then thinking about what about the next room, and we began to get some funding, and people were generous into giving. And then over time, we've managed to repoint the whole center outwards as opposed to having to be inwards. And see, God has done a miracle. It didn't take millions. That's even more of a miracle to bless so many people. But we used what we've got. And that's how God can do it. Oh, have you got some thoughts about how God can use us with what we've got?
Yeah. yeah, so we obviously have resources, which I think is what Dad was talking about with physical, tangible things that we have with us. That might be money, or it might not be money. Some of us might not have as much money. And I think we can give resources, we can give space, we can give money, gifts, whatever you have, even if it's small. But we also have things like time, which is a little less tangible. Time, using our time is such an incredible way to give. And some of you might think, oh no, I work so much and I just haven't got any time. But even like a 10-minute phone call with that friend, or 5 minutes reading with your kid, or I don't know, as a kid, 5 minutes spending time with your mum while she's cooking. These really little things can really make a difference. And often, we need guidance from God on wisdom and how we can see those things. and use them. And the other thing is also spiritual things. So we've obviously got the gifts of the Spirit and then the fruits of the Spirit. And I think those can be really good ways. And God has given them to us. When you become a Christian, you say, God, I want to commit my life to you. And God says, okay, here's the Holy Spirit. And with that comes these gifts and this fruit, which is an amazing stuff. And it's interesting when they talk about the fruit, it's one fruit of the Spirit, but we have different, I think, levels of each aspect of the fruit. So within the fruit of the Spirit, you've got kindness, patience, joy, peace, faithfulness, self-control, gentleness, and love. And already when I'm reading those, for some of you, you might be like, oh, love, that's my thing, or patience is my thing, or patience really isn't my thing. I know, I'm so not patient. But I know that I'm growing in patience. And meanwhile, while I'm not patient, my boyfriend is incredibly patient and he's helping me, you know, instead of getting angry with me, why aren't you more patient? He's teaching me how to be patient and I'm teaching him maybe how to be proactive. That's not, anyway. So there are areas where as a church, as a family, as friends, we support each other and that's really important. And giving the little bit of patience that I do have to God and letting him grow me in that is really important. So, are you?
No, I've got a bit more.
Oh, you've got a bit more?
Yeah,
you go for it then.
So I think today's takeaway is simply this, that God has given you a gift. It could be the gift of words. It could be something creative. It could be so many different things. And God's saying, don't write yourself off. Don't compare yourself. Don't think that you can't start using that because you haven't been a Christian long enough or you haven't been in the church long enough, you know, or whatever excuses or things that bars we put on ourselves. And the Lord's today is saying, hey, come and give me what you have. And God is saying to you this morning, bring it and let me use those gifts because I want to use that. That's probably my little conclusion. Ola, back to you.
So, I've just got a little visual just to help us really connect with the story. So can I just have three? You don't have to do anything, literally just stand. Volunteers. Mummy, thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. And just one more person. Oh, we've got one of you. Thank you so much. So we have three types of people, I think, that we can identify within this story. And the first person, I think it was when they said in the story, it's like, God, we don't have enough. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. We just do not have enough. And I've got here some vitamins in a packet here. And Mummy, if you can hold those. And sometimes we feel, I just don't have enough. Like, I just can't. I just don't have enough. And I'm not going to be able to do this, God. I'm going to need more. I'm going to need more money. I'm going to need more space. God, I just need more time. I just need more of this thing, and then I'll be good, and then I'll get on with it. But, you know, so some of us in our journey can identify with that. Other people are just a little bit fearful. So we kind of got their raincoat on. You can pop that on. And they've got, you know, their... Oh, you can hold it. Just pop it on the hood. And then you got your repellent protecting yourself from all those like dangers. Oh no, God, I can't do it. Back off. Get the situation away from me. I just cannot cope with it. Tell all these people to go away. I do not need these people. It's just too much for me. I can't do it. And the other person we have is Jesus. So I'm just gonna pop yourself. And you've got sandals too. Look at all these people with their sandals on. Brilliant. Jesus is right. There we go. And Jesus was like, do you know what? Okay. I'm just going to give this to God and just see. And I don't think Jesus knew. Like, he trusted in God. God didn't tell him that this was, you know, going to be fine. He had to trust just like any of us. He was man. He was human. He had to trust as much as any of us. And he did. So he brought that to God. So I think what I would like us to do is just try and identify where you're kind of at. Maybe there are situations where you're like, God, I just don't have enough. And you're praying for more time. You're praying for more money. You're praying for more gifts and things to be able to bless. And I'd really encourage you, how can you be more like Jesus? And then some of us might be like, I'm just so scared. I can't do it. I don't want to, you're blocking the world out. You're blocking the situation out. And some of us might actually be on, you know, you've actually had times where you have acted like Jesus. And that's really great. And I want to encourage you in that. So wherever you are, this is a really good way to just try and think about how you act in different situations in a kind of visual way, whether you're the vitamins, the repellent, or the robe. So yeah. And yeah, am I doing my... So has everyone still got their fish? You guys can sit down now. Thank you so much. You've all got, if you haven't got a fish, then come and get, do you need one? If you haven't got, anyone else not got one? Okay, there's another fish, there you go. And mummy's just gonna hand, mum is gonna hand out some pens. Okay, so while mum's just handing out the pens, I'm just gonna let you know what we're gonna do with our fish and the pens. So what we wanted you to go home with today is knowing that God says this to you. He says, bring what you have and I will use it. There's this theme of bring the little that you have and God is gonna use it. And we want you to know, as individuals, how much potential you have sitting right inside of you. And I think when we hear the word potential, it's like, oh, you've got potential. But actually, the word potential is like this kind of bursting seed with so much life. The seed has potential, and that's in a really positive way, not in a negative potential. And so I want you to really recognize that in yourself, that, oh, I've got so much to give. So we all have gifts. We have gifts to serve and encourage each other. We have gifts to pray for each other. Some of us have gifts in leadership. All of our gifts are different, but we all have a gift. And it can be really hard for us to see that. So I just want to spend 5 minutes, or just while the song is playing until the song's finished, just to think about what your gift is. And kids, this might be, maybe you've got a friend and you're really, really good at helping them, and you're really good at, you know, encouraging them, or maybe you're really good at drawing pictures for your friends. Everybody has a little gift. And I want you to write that down in your fish. So once you feel like, yes, God, that's my gift, put it down on the fish, and then we're going to come up to the front and add it to this basket. So then as a church, you are going to have a whole basket full of gifts. And some of you, you know, might have leadership in here, encouragement, patience, whatever your gift is, put it in here, and we'll put it in the basket. And then Dad is going to pray over this, Tim is going to pray over this basket when we're finished. And as a church, we can give everything as a church to God. So, yeah, you can take your time now to do that. And then, if you come pop it at the front, I'll put it down on the floor down here.